we're going to do is I want to teach you an eye fixation technique for really looking at aura. There is a spot on the whiteboard that I've drawn with a brown marker, and I wanted to pick more of a neutral color so that it does not interfere. What I would like to do is I would like to hold a color. I have some colors here, and the first color is a cardstock. It's almost a fluorescent sort of yellow green, isn't it? Okay. Good. Can everyone see this on the board here? Am I in anyone's way? Okay, good. Where this was, that's where I want you to keep your eye. I want you just to look at this bright color on the board. And I don't want you to blink your eyes. I want you just to fixate there. And I want you to take a deep breath as if you are going towards it. You're just coming right towards it. And you're focusing right on the middle. Okay, I'm going to count to three. And you remember the spot that was on the board behind it. Okay, you have not moved your eyes from there. You're not looking at me. I'm going to move the paper, but your eyes stay on the very center of where this was. Okay, now, I would like to know, what color do you see?
I see purple.
You see purple residue left behind. Okay, how about, Philip, what color do you see?
Like a
purple violet. Wendy, what color do you see?
Light violet, yes.
Okay, I forgot your name.
Brown. Charlene.
Charlene, what color do you see?
Brown.
You see a brown. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. And how about over here? What color do we? You see light violet purple. Okay, next time we're going to, Charlotte, focus our eyes. We should be seeing violet.
Okay.
We should be seeing violet. It's all right. It's your first time.
And I also have a staph infection in both eyes.
Oh, you do? That could be interfering then. Okay. Okay. Oh, no, you don't mean the color of the marker. You mean the light that's left behind. You saw brown. Okay. No, it's okay. Okay, I want to do another one. This one is a bright yellow, yes? All right, now, let's put it up here on the board, the whiteboard. I want you to gaze right into the center of it again. Don't blink your eyes. This is great because when you're in waiting rooms, places, you can stare at people. And you don't move your eyes. And they say, what are you doing? Oh, you have a nice aura. Okay, I'm going to move it away again. Okay, and again, let's see, what color do you see?
Blue.
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 Blue. Do a lot of folks see?
I still see violet, but with more blue in it.
Okay.
Light blue.
Light blue.
I'm just
still getting the brown. Okay. And over here, we're seeing?
Purple blue.
Purple blue. Okay, good. We should be seeing bluishness a little bit. Okay, great. Now we're gonna do one more. I love this one. Don't y'all love this color? This is a bright, nearly fluorescent pink, isn't it? Not quite fluorescent, but it's close. Okay, let's put it up here. Let's gaze at this piece of paper on the board and just really look at it. Not moving the eyes. Again, the eye fixation is important. Now, when a person's going to be up here, which is going to be Wendy in a moment, we're going to look at her third eye and see what we can perceive. Okay, I'm going to move it away. And I would like to know, again, what color do we see over here?
Green.
Green? Green.
Green.
Yes?
Incredibly green.
Incredibly green. Okay.
What if it leaves real fast?
It moves.
Green, and then
it disappeared.
Went white, but then when I look back, it's like a paler green.
That's right. It's fading away.
Okay.
It's fading away. But it leaves a little residue there. Okay, it's fading away. Okay, great. This is I do this to show you these complementary colors because this, in order to do that, very easy. That's the kind of gazing that you want to develop in order to see an auric field. And so when I take a deep breath and look at somebody's right there, their third eye, then I can get out of my peripheral perception something that's in their auric field. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, we are going, is there a question?
I do have a question.
Yes.
Usually when I see colors, it is out of my peripheral vision.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, out of that peripheral vision. My theory on that is it's being received by a different part of the brain. Okay? Rather than that, what we're used to, we're getting out of the logical. Remember, the left brain is habitual. It's linear. It likes to do things in a particular way. So when you start making it do something it's not used to, it has to give that task to something else. Along that same lines, remember, if you're going to do anything psychic, you give the left brain, which is used to adding, it's used to language, it's used to steps. It's linear progress. It's very temporal. It likes time. You give it a task that it can't handle, then it has to do one of two things. It has to give you mental noise. It makes it up. Or it has to surrender it to that other part of the brain, the right brain, to give you information. Okay? That's a very nice way of looking at it. Okay, Wendy, it's your turn. If you'll come right up here, I would like you to sit in front of the board. And, just sit in this chair so that we have the whiteboard behind you. We use the whiteboard because it just makes it so much easier to perceive. Okay, you have Wendy before you. I'd like you to all gaze at Wendy's forehead, right above her nose on the third eye. Okay. Very good. And everyone take three deep breaths as you gaze. And again, when you're in a waiting room someplace, when you're on the subway, when you're in an elevator, well, elevators is a little more intimate if you do this, gazing at somebody. But you can gaze and see what's behind them on the wall, what's projected there, because a projection of her energy is going to be left. An artifact is going to be left. In a moment, Wendy, I'm going to ask you to just very quickly move away over to your left, just to stand up and just go over to your left very quickly. Everybody else, keep your eyes on Wendy. Not on Wendy, but where Wendy was. She's going to move, but the spot that you're gazing at, the forehead, you're going to keep your eyes there, and then we're going to discuss what it is that we see, okay? At the count of three, one, two, three, go ahead and move. Okay. Okay, great. Now, what did you see?
White?
White. Okay, what shape did you see?
Her head and her, kind of like a, like this.
Was it more expanded than she was?
No.
It was. It did not go beyond her size?
No.
Okay, let's see. Okay. What is your name again?
Annette,
what did you see?
Well, it seemed a little bluish and white, and it was just that line per.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your name?
Francis,
what did you see?
I saw white, and it did seem bigger than she was.
She seemed bigger than she was. Okay. All right. Should I tell you what I saw? Okay, I did see blues in you. Do you, Wendy, also do a lot of journaling or writing or aspire to want to do that?
A lot of writing.
You do a lot of writing. Yes, because you see your art color. I've seen that so many times. You know where I've seen it? I'll tell you something. I've seen it when authors are in bookstores giving signings for books. Mm-hmm. I see it then. And what's interesting is when that same writer, if I see them later, like walking around, it doesn't say the same color. When they're really into the function of being a writer, so I thought, God, that she must really be writing a lot and being in touch with verbal abilities and so forth. Yes, absolutely. So that is, we've seen your aura. And your aura seems very...
What color is it?
We saw bluish. Now, there's other colors there, too. But we saw some white. That means you're very good intentioned. You're a very, very well-intentioned person.
Well, that's okay. What I try to be.
Okay. We were a good person, Wendy. Okay. Okay, and that's what we saw there, that arc field. And it seemed like it was like a strong aura. It was very good, and it was, like I said, bluish and talented. Talented. You have some talent that you need to be confident enough to just take it out there to the world. Okay? Okay, thank you. You can sit down. Okay, there's a raise of hand here. You have a question?
Basically, the question, when I was staring at her, everything turned white. I mean, everything around.
Good.
That's a good thing?
That's a good thing.
Okay.
That means you were focused. See, like I said before, those are like the barometers that you really zeroed in on some concentration. That's good. We have a question over here. Oh, it's okay.
When I saw, I got all the white, but there was a dark piece in the center and then over where the shoulder would be. Is that significant?
Wendy, did you have anything with the shoulder? What was your name again?
Bev.
Bev was seeing a little something.
Which shoulder? The left?
Mm-hmm.
I've had a serious injury in the past,
mm-hmm.
but it's not bothering me today.
Okay. It's all right. But that's very, very good. You know why? Very good. Very good. Because you see, another comment on aura is any past trauma can be there. Like when I was reading the objects earlier, when I was feeling things on there, they may not have been anything that was there at that moment, though I try to get something that was close. It can be something that was 10 years ago. It leaves a scar. You know, when there's Kirlian photography done of, let's say, missing members, the aura counterpart is still there. Isn't that interesting? You know, like when folks that have had something amputated feel that phantom pain? Well, they're feeling it in their energy field. That's in the subtle body. It's actually there, but it's not physical. So it remains there. Or if you take leaves and you cut the leaf and then have a Kirlian photograph, you will still see in the Kirlian photograph the energy imprint of the shape of that leaf.
I had a neighbor that had an amputee, mm-hmm. leg.
Yes.
And he said he's having that real bad pain, like a lot of them have. It was just killing me. He said he was taking drugs, nothing was happening. And one night he got so mad at his leg, he got a metal spoon and started beating it where his leg used to be.
Yeah.
Pain went away.
Yeah.
So every time the pain happens now, he beats it. He said, it sounds nuts. He said, it's crazy. He goes, I don't believe in this hocus pocus. He goes, but man, I got a metal spoon and started beating it where my leg used to be. And he says, pain went away. And he goes, every time I do it, it works.
I love that.
I thought it was bizarre. And I never
do you know what?
That.
I love
he started
that.
Started telling nurses this. The church is a hospital. They started telling people this and stuff. And
I love it because people have asked me who've had that before that they feel that pain. What can you do? I'm saying, well, you have to breathe. You have to visualize. And nothing ever really helped. But I have something to tell people now.
Yeah.
You beat it with a spoon. And you have a question?
I was trying to look here and and I did see the white imprint from Wendy. It was real clear to me.
Yes.
But as I was doing, I freaked because I've never seen an aura before, and I'm trying to.
Is this your first aura?
I was like so excited. This gentleman in the red shirt had a huge white one around him.
Yes, Philip. Yes.
Yeah, just right where I was focused on her, all of a sudden I told her, I said, I saw his.
Right, because those of us that are here in the back, you know, are actually looking through the auric fields of other folks.
Yeah, and
that
I
think
his started to glow out.
Yes. Yes. Very good. Okay. And Wendy, did you have a question?
Can you feel it when people enter your aura?
You mean like when they step close? Oh, yes. And everyone does that. How do you know that? You know how when someone is close enough where they're in your body space? For some people, your body space might be here. For some people, it might be here. And it also adjusts to the situation. If you're in an elevator, this is okay. But if you are in a room this size, like a restaurant, and someone comes and just sits next to you, then you feel like you're in your space. Okay, but yes, you can feel it when someone enters your auric field. Absolutely.
Can you also feel if it's not, maybe not a human presence, but can you feel a spiritual?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, which we're going to get into in a little while, a little bit about that. Okay, but yes, you can. You can feel that. That's why a psychically sensitive medium will be able to feel and to tell if they feel like there's a spirit or a ghost or something like that, you know, in the room. And of course, sometimes I do feel, you know, that someone is being visited by somebody. I do get those impressions at times also. All right, I'd like to put up another aura, please. You'd like to go, Philip? Come up here. Okay, we're putting up an aura. Okay, now, once again, everybody, gaze at Philip's third eye. Okay. Okay. You'd like him to move over a little bit? Would you move to your left just a little bit? Is that right?
Yeah.
To your left just a little bit. Great. Perfect. Okay.
Should you also be
zoning in on him.
Like making yourself go forward?
Just with your eyes.
Oh, okay.
In other words, just gaze at his forehead.
Okay.
And Philip, you can relax. Just close your eyes. Make you put you greater at ease. Just gaze at his third eye. Okay, everyone take a few deep breaths, because those deep breaths help you to get the energy so that you can see more clearly. Okay. When I tell you, Philip, I want you to do the same as Wendy did. I want you to move quickly to your left on the count of three. One, two, three. Move over to the side. Okay, great. Okay. All right. Wendy, since you were the last to be up there, what did you see on Philip's aura?
I saw lots of blue, and I felt like on the edges I saw violet.
Yes.
Is that what you saw?
Yes. I'll tell you in a minute. Yes. Okay. How about over here, Francis? What did you get on this one?
I saw white and a little bit of red.
White and a little bit of red. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, great. And let's see. Name again? Bev. Bev, what did you see?
I saw actually sort of a green part right here, like a light green part. And then where his head was, there was a much stronger white light here.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. 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 Very good. And you have a comment here?
I just saw blues like here and all the way down in the middle.
Okay. Like a line.
Kind of, yeah. But more, very predominant right there.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Mostly white.
Almost like a half circle here.
A half circle there on the left side of the head. Okay. Okay, great. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's talk about that. Philip, some things that people have seen. I say, yes, all the colors that you all have said, I saw. They were there, very strong, and definitely that blue on the third eye there. Okay. Very intuitive. Very psychic. You have dreams. You connect to your dreams. The color blue that you have, you don't know which direction you're going to go in yet with the next 20 years of your life. You don't know that. It's the color blue that is sucking up knowledge, where your kind of blue is outputting. Your kind of blue is just absorbing knowledge everywhere in general. And who saw the violet rims? Okay, yeah, aha, that violet. See, that is very, very, very spiritual. That's very visionary. That's very artistic. So you should do something that's visionary and artistic, upper stuff, meditation. And also, you should really, you should explore something like yoga. Yeah. Because you're very physically orientated, and also with that violet there. So you have both ends of the spectrum. You have red, and then you have violet. Okay, so having that red and violet means you're on the one hand very grounded and earthy and are into physical things, but also you have the other side, very spiritual, very intuitive. And so I thought, what's more perfect for you than something like yoga, that it does something physical, but it has a spiritual path on it for you, you know, as well. Yeah, but you all, yeah, yes, Wendy, you want to say something?
Can I ask for feedback on this?
Sure.
I saw his aura. It was like a foot to maybe 14, 15 inches on every direction around him.
Yes.
Like a halo.
Did you all agree with that? He was a very large aura? Very large aura, and I see a lot of nods of the head in the room. Yes, and let me tell you why I think it is. It's because Philip has a lot of energy, because we already know that he rides a bicycle, right? Okay, and in shape. Folks who tend to be in shape and exercise generally have that kind of very wide auric field, because there's no depletion, there's no lethargy, you don't have difficulty getting physically motivated to do what you need to do. You have the, you know, energy that you need. It's there for you. Mentally, it's different sometimes, but physically, it's there. You're not going to pass out because you can't. You're not going to not do your work because you're sleepy. You're going to not do your work because you can't get up in the morning. You're going to do it. You have that there. That's because you are into the movement function. You tend to move. Yes. And name again? What's your name
Maxine.
Again? Maxine. Maxine. No, I will not. No. But we'll all do your aura. So come on up there. Okay, Maxine. Yeah, Philip, you have a question.
Yeah. Would the same way the color of that paper affects what we're seeing with the color of my shirt?
Okay, yes. But also remember this, the color of your shirt tells us something about what you were attracted to that day. One of the clues, by the way, folks who feel like you can't see auras, one of the clues is you need to look in your closet. And you need to see what kinds of colors have you chosen predominantly, all right? Because these are frequently going to be the colors that are in your aura. That's why, you know, blue is so common. The auric field, blue is so common. Or what's the complementary color of that color? That, you see, that, that's in your closet. That can also tell you what is a lot in your auric field. And also, you know how, like, colors you're attracted to? There's just some colors you feel good in. Okay, you probably feel really good in red. Okay, all right. That can give you a clue as to what kind of energy you're vibrant to. What is in your arc field? Okay, Maxime.
I hate to hear mine, but it's black on.
Oh, black can be very good. You know, it's on all the Paris runways these days. Okay? Okay. Okay, now Maxine, close your eyes. Close your eyes. And everyone is focusing on Maxime at the front of the room. And we're taking some deep breaths. Focusing on the forehead, the third eye area. Okay, and Maxine, when I tell you, at the count of three, you're going to do the same. You're going to move out of the way to your left. Okay, let's go. One, two, three. Go ahead and make that movement. Okay, and what did we see for this one?
Light blue.
Light blue. Okay. Bev, you're plugged into this.
Well, I saw the light blue too, but I saw a spot here.
On the left side, okay. Randy, what about you?
I don't think I haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen anything? No. You know, you're also over in a strange angle, too.
Yeah.
But we might, but you will. Did you see things with the, about when the piece of paper, when the pieces of paper were up there?
I see all that. And I always see, like, the light clear outline around people.
Oh, that's good. Always, a lot of people can't even do that.
I always see the clear outline. I can see it around anybody, anytime, but I can't, that's all I ever see. It's just a clear, white outline.
Okay.
That's all I ever see.
Other colors? Yes.
I saw a light blue with a couple of violet slashes through it.
Light blue with a couple of, yeah, yes, yes. Anybody else see anything else?
I saw a lot of white. Like white on the edges of the light blue. Like lots of light blue, very intense coaster, but I also saw white.
Okay. And, oh, Philip, you have one.
Yeah, I saw a lot of violet blue in the face.
Uh-huh.
And then green where the hair was.
Okay. Okay. And right back, oh, we're
great. I saw around, like in the right side inside of her head, not above it, but like where when she moved where her head was, a lot of blue inside like there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A light blue.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. Let's talk about what some of these things mean. We learn to read R's by seeing R as red, right? That black is not a bad color for you. That's a good color. Very, very good color for you, Maxime. The things that you see up here is, that's who saw the streak? Yeah. Okay, see, I saw quite a few of these, like these little streaks that are going through there. This means you have scattered chi. You're just a little bit scattered and have to get grounded, but you need to be that way a little bit. Energy, chi, because you are naturally a visionary, okay? Naturally a visionary, so you need to be that way. So, but you'll be a stronger visionary when you get grounded. There is nobody that I've ever met who is more grounded than I am. Well, maybe except for you. Okay, right. Okay, but I believe in being grounded, which when people meet me in other contexts besides the psychic world, are stunned that I'm a psychic. Okay? So your visions are going to increase, and you also stay more grounded.
Well, how do I get grounded?
You get grounded by being near the earth, being near stones, by doing physical exercise is one of the best ways to get
Sir,
you grounded.
Yes? I am a champion dancer.
Really?
Wow.
But do you go out of body when you dance? I mean, literally, are you present completely with your body, or are you feel like you're, it's more of a...
You know, I probably do, because I'm a competitive dancer, and I have earned 17 trophies.
Ooh.
Ballroom, oh. I have a 36-year-old partner.
Okay.
I do.
A 36-year-old partner, you mean in dance or otherwise?
No, dancing.
Oh, I see great things in your future, Mason. I can tell you some other ways to get grounded. Okay.
No,
okay.
True. And I have, in order to support my habit, I have to do readings. You know, I found out I could do them years ago, and so I do readings to earn money so I can support my habit.
Your habit of dancing.
Dancing.
Do you know what? I love this habit. You don't have to break it. We don't have to hypnotize you to say you're going to give up smoking or anything like that. But the color is great for you, that black color, because it's very artistic. Okay, we are going to have an exercise in also feeling the aura, okay? Because some of you have never done that before, and I want you to get some experience in feeling the aura. What we're going to do is... have another volunteer come up for just a minute. Who would like to come up and have their aura felt? Come on down. Come on. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, now just sit here for just a moment. Okay, now, for those of you who are experienced in therapeutic touch, or Reiki or so forth, will know this. But this is very new to a lot of folks. The technique that I'd like you to work with first is to actually rub your hands together. Okay, what you're doing by rubbing your hands together is you're making the hands sensitive. Okay, now, I'd like for you to relax that now, and I want you to try to see if you can feel that magnetic energy as you approach the palms to each other. Can you feel a little pull there? Okay, great. Feel that little pull there. Okay, great. 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 Okay, that means you're plugged in a little bit there. So before you do any work on an aura, this is called touching the aura, therapeutic touch, we might run the hands under cold water first or afterwards if you like, you can do that. But what I'm going to do, tell everyone your name again.
Sherry.
I'm standing beside Sherry, and I'm have my hands open about 6 inches from her body. Okay, and if you notice, I am not touching her physically, but I am about 6 inches away from her body, starting at the top of the head, and I'm moving down, because the energy field flows downward this way, and I am just feeling, what is on her energy field. In addition to this being a way to feel psychically what's in someone's auric field, it's a great way to reduce stress, and it's a great way to help any sort of physical condition, because studies have shown, real studies, that after just 15 minutes of therapeutic touch treatment, the immune system is stronger, the blood cell count is higher. There are studies that have been done on folks that have had broken limbs, who've had therapeutic touch daily, a couple times a day by nurses, who do this treatment on the part of the body or just the whole body. I'm fluffing her auric field. When I was in high school, like I said, was already doing psychic police work as a teenager, I would get rid of people's headaches this way before class, before the bell rang. Notice how I'm moving away from the body this way, here, and I'm not touching her. But the more that I do this, the more she starts to emit alpha waves. Cher's getting very calm. She's getting very relaxed. And if you notice the way that I'm doing it, I'm not grating up on her this way. I'm smoothing her out, like this. This is a great thing to do if you have a cat or a dog while they're sleeping, okay? It's a great thing to do for children as they're sleeping. It's a great treatment to trade. And you don't have to be a massage therapist because you're not touching anybody, you know? You're just fluffing the auric field a little bit. And while you're doing that, you might get some vibrations. You might get some impressions about some things that are going on, you know, in that body, where there's some places that have heat, or some places where it feels like, oh, I'm right here, and it feels a little colder, you know, right here, a little warmer right here. You will start to get a feeling for your own psychic language. For example, when I feel tingling somewhere, as I felt right here, just a little bit, just a little tingling, that indicates to me there's been a disruption in the energy here at some point in the past, right here on this side. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that area there right now, but in the past there's been something with this area right in here because I feel tingly. Somebody else might feel the same thing, but it, for them, the hand might go cold or the hand might go warm. You have to intuit for yourself what your own language is, what your own symbols are. Your own body might react a little bit differently depending upon what it is that your own language is for yourself. Does everyone understand what I am doing? Yes. Pretty much. Okay, great. Now, what we're going to do in just a moment, let me see, we have one, two, three. We basically have three at a table. That's right. And in one group, there is four at a table. We are going to get into just right around your table, get into a corner, wherever you can find space. And I want you, we're going to take about 15 minutes, and we're going to trade. And I want two people working on one standing up. Okay, and I want you to give your impressions, your feelings. Do you feel a tingling on your own body? Do you feel something in the hands there? We're going to have everybody take about 3 minutes to do 5 minutes.